Is he really worth it? So, you think you've got yourself a real winner, huh? Well, let me give you something to think about. Okay, ladies, some of you are thinking way too small, and some of you aren't thinking at all. Any man can buy you gifts, take you out, and spoil you like crazy. But none of that compares to a man who truly cherishes you, loves you, respects you, and treats you like a woman of value. I see so many women playing themselves short. Now, what do I mean by this? Let me explain. Many women will allow a man to cheat on them, talk crazy to them, stay out all night long, abuse them, and all sorts of other things. But as long as a man is providing them with the material things that they desire, they accept their behavior. Now, isn't that something? A lot of women play the role like they're running things, but in actuality, they're playing themselves. I don't care how you try to paint the picture. If you're with a man who doesn't fully respect you, you're losing out. And yes, you're settling too. If you can be bought by material things, then there's something very wrong with that picture. Material things shouldn't be that important to you where you're willing to subject yourself to whatever a man dishes out to you. Shoes, clothes, purses, trips, dining out, spa days, and all of that other stuff doesn't mean anything if a man is half-ass treating you right. His respect for you as a woman should mean everything to you. A woman who respects and values herself cannot be easily bought or flattered. It takes much more than that. A real woman knows her worth and she won't settle. A real woman won't allow material things to sway her. Material things get old after a while. A real woman wants a man with real substance. Material things are just a bonus in her eyes. That's right, just a bonus. She's wise enough to know that material things will not and cannot hold a relationship together. If a relationship is based solely on materialistic things, then what do you really have? Think about it, ladies. Is your man giving you his very best? Remember, I'm not talking about material things. I'm talking about mentally, physically, and emotionally. Does he make you feel secure in your relationship? Does he truly value you as a woman and as a person? Does he respect you when nobody else is around? There are so many questions that you can ask yourself. Ask yourself the hard questions. Do you truly matter to him? Do you? Be honest with yourself. It's time for you to get real with yourself. Every woman, and I do mean every woman, wants to feel and know that she's wanted in a relationship. So, let me ask you this. Do you feel like you've settled? Did you get lonely? Did you or are you overlooking what truly is? Are you with someone that's not even your type? Are you allowing a man to just have sex with you? Are you playing second? Are you his secret? Does he even claim you? Women, you've got to wake up. You've got to set standards for yourself. If a man is denying you, hiding you, or playing you, you can only blame yourself. You see the play that's going on here. What are you going to do about it? It's all up to you. You hold the keys to how a man treats you. You do. Nobody else but you. You know you deserve better. You know you're wasting your time. You know that he's no good for you. You know he hasn't quite grown up yet. But you keep fooling yourself into thinking that you can change him. You know all of these things because he's shown you time and time again what he's all about. It's better to be by yourself and have a peace of mind than to be with a man who doesn't genuinely value you or your relationship. If he's not giving you what you desire in a man, get rid of him and stop wasting your time. Do you realize how many men are out here looking for a good woman? Plenty. Trust me. A lot of women think that there aren't any good men left, but that's just simply not true. They're out here. If you truly desire a good man, set yourself free from that headache. You've got to make yourself available. Staying in a dead-end relationship is draining, a waste of time, and it keeps you from clearly seeing what you could have. Relationships are a blessing when it's shared with the right person. Give yourself a chance to be loved and to be truly happy. Love yourself enough to know that you can do better. I encourage you not to be so easily flattered by what a man has. Be flattered by his strength, courage, integrity, and character as a man. Be impressed by his ability to be honest, faithful, loving, and respectful to you. Be impressed because he can communicate and openly express his feelings. Be impressed because he's got confidence, direction, and purpose in his life. Be impressed because he's a quality man, not a fine man. My name is Stephanie LaHart. I am an author, poet, youth motivational speaker for at-risk teens, teen mentor, and entrepreneur. If you enjoyed my poem, I would greatly appreciate a thumbs up. And please, ladies, don't be shy. If you would like to leave comments, I welcome them as well. And if you know of any other women that can greatly benefit from listening to this video, I would greatly appreciate it if you would share it with them as well. If you would like to connect with me on social media, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Once again, my name is Stephanie LaHart, wishing you a pleasant day. Until next time.